Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Christmas travel could set records. We have the story.
Congress goes home. No health care agreement. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. A Wichita man is hurt following a rollover crash in the northeast part of the city. That story is coming up.
The Christmas travel season has arrived. This year is expected to be the busiest on record.
AAA says more than 122 million of us are expected to travel during the Christmas and New Year's holiday travel period, which began on Saturday. About 109 million people will travel by car. Another 8 million will board planes for their getaway. Florida, Southern California, and Hawaii top the list of domestic destinations for the holidays, according to AAA's booking data. Those numbers also found that a round-trip domestic flight is about 7% more expensive this year. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Health insurance costs for millions of Americans are expected to exponentially grow next week.
Congress wrapped up its legislative year without extending Affordable Care Act subsidies that kept premium prices low for about 22 million Americans on federal and state-run health exchange plans. President Trump opposes an extension, saying federal funding should not benefit insurance companies.
It's a bad thing. We can have a great thing. Let the money go directly to the people and let them buy their own health care.
Senate Republicans failed to advance legislation creating federal health savings accounts. The subsidies expire at the end of this year. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A rollover crash in northeast Wichita seriously injured a man.
It happened at 2:15 Saturday afternoon in the eastbound lanes of K-96 west of Greenwich Road. The Kansas Highway Patrol says a vehicle was following another in the outside lane when the lead vehicle slowed down for congested traffic. The rear vehicle could not slow down in time and made an unsafe lane change from the outside into the inside lane. The driver then overcorrected back to the outside lane and rolled multiple times before coming to a rest on the driver's side. 22-year-old Gabriel Brack was taken to Wesley Medical Center for serious injuries. The KHP says he was wearing a seatbelt. The crash closed down the eastbound lanes of K-96 for a time. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Two men were arrested in Wichita Saturday after a woman told police she was held at gunpoint in the 2900 block of North Vassar. A 63-year-old woman told police that two men approached her in her driveway, demanding money from her and trying to force her into her vehicle. The suspects fled the area when police arrived. With the help of a drone and a dog, Police did locate the two men, age 30 and 23. They were arrested on charges of aggravated kidnapping and aggravated robbery.
Gasoline prices fell 9 cents over the last 2 weeks to a new national average of $2.99 per gallon for regular grade. That's according to analyst Trilby Lundberg. While crude oil prices usually impact prices at the pump, Lundberg says the recent price drop was fueled by a shrinking demand for gasoline in the U.S.
We can see the cuts in gasoline prices stopped by whatever crude oil prices do, and they may rise instead because there is far greater tension now in the oil market because of the U.S. blockade of sanctioned ships in and out of Venezuela, and because there is no ceasefire in sight still between Russia and Ukraine.
Lundberg says gasoline prices dropped 17 cents over the last month, and the current price is 13 cents lower than 1 year ago. KNSS News time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Big announcement in Topeka this afternoon. It might have something to do with the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Wichita police say fake parking tickets are being placed on vehicles at Town East Mall. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News time now, 8:08. 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Wichita police say fake parking tickets are being placed on vehicles at Town East Mall. The fake citations have several mistakes, including a phony Wichita police letterhead and misspellings, which include coast instead of cost and corporation instead of cooperation. Police say if you receive one, please disregard and throw it away.
The United States military in pursuit of a third oil tanker after capturing another on Saturday. Fox's Molly Line has the story.
The U.S. Coast Guard is working to intercept a third oil tanker in international waters near Venezuela. Officials say it's under sanctions and flying a false flag. It comes days after President Trump announced a total and complete blockade of sanctioned oil tankers entering and leaving the country. The action is part of a pressure campaign to force Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro from power. The U.S. accuses the government of using oil revenue to fund narco-terrorism.
Democrats and Republicans have spoken out against the tanker seizures and boat strikes.
Europe is backing away from a full ban on gas-driven cars.
Under pressure from automakers, the European Commission is revising its plan to ban new gas combustion engine vehicle sales by 2035, moving away from a 100% ban, with now a proposed target of 90% emissions reduction. Over a lack of demand for all electrics, the revised rule, which still needs final approval, keeps the door open for traditional engines alongside EVs and hybrids, though faces criticism from environmentalists. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The town committee in Mullins, South Carolina, is defying orders from the town's mayor to take down the nativity scene.
Kimberly Bird is head of the Mullins Beautification Committee. If she and her small team decided to decorate the city's new marketplace for its first Christmas season, quote, like a Hallmark movie in hopes of drawing customers. Around Thanksgiving, the team spent 2 weeks placing decorations, paid for out of their own pockets in the market's parking lot. The display includes a snowman, wreaths, lights, Santa Claus, and a small 3x4-foot nativity scene. Mayor Mike Pickett cited church-state concerns and other beliefs in the community ordering that it be taken down from public property. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
KNSS News time, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Right now in traffic here in the Wichita area, it looks like the traffic volumes are already starting to get quite a bit thinner out there. Not seeing a whole lot of traffic on the roadways at this point. Things looking pretty good. The traffic conditions are very nice out there as well. Did have fog in the forecast, but visibility at Eisenhower National Airport still listed at a full 10 miles. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Areas of low clouds and fog this morning give way to sunshine and mild temperatures this afternoon. It's a high of 62, south wind 10 to 15. Clear and upper 30s tonight. More of the same on Tuesday. Foggy start, then a sunny finish with a high in the middle 60s. Morning fog, then mostly sunny on Christmas Eve, high 69, 75 on Christmas Day. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Don.
Now a cloudy sky. We have a south wind gusting to 28 miles per hour and 50 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Here on the first full day of winter. How about that? Parking issues have resulted in a safety recall of more than 270,000 Ford vehicles, including F-150, Lightning BEV, Mustang Mach-E, and Maverick vehicles. Notification letters will be going out next year. A problem with the parking. A shoplifting suspect tried to shoot an Ohio police officer at point-blank range inside a Walmart, but the gun malfunctioned. The officer's body camera captured the dramatic incident where suspect Shane Newman pulled a gun and attempted to shoot the officer, but the gun failed to fire before a Walmart worker intervened to restrain Newman.
Good.
Officer had apparently missed the weapon while patting Newman down earlier. Newman had an active warrant for his arrest.
That
quite a scary situation. I just happened to see the video out of the corner of my eye. Very scary. This man is sitting next to a woman who apparently she's a suspected shoplifter as well. And then he just pulls it out and points it right at him.
Man.
It misfires. But there you go. All right. Let's see here. Today is, again, with Sunday, winter arrived at 9:03 Central Time. This is the winter solstice, which is the shortest day of the year. So days are getting longer from now on, Ted.
Good.
More daylight, right?
Good.
More chance to
get the
play
planet
golf.
Tilting our direction for the next 6 months.
play golf at 8 o'clock at night. I did a little Sunday shopping with my daughter, Stacy. Needed to buy one or two items and some stocking stuffers. So I said, okay, I'll take you. She's recovering from a little surgery, and so I drove her around. I was a chauffeur.
It's your good deed for the day.
My good deed. Have to be a good dad.
You're a Christmas angel.
It's your old dad. All right, what's going on in Ted's world this morning? Anything exciting going on these days? You're getting ready for Christmas?
Well, I'm getting ready for Christmas.
Yeah.
I might do some shopping today. I might, of course, I'm giving away Taco Bell money on KFH during the noon hour in Derby.
Oh, you're going down to Derby, okay.
And had Shocker basketball yesterday. That was my big day yesterday. And I'll be singing at Christmas Mass on Christmas morning on Thursday.
On Christmas morning.
That's kind of my calendar for the week.
All right. And I'm going to do the Taco Bell Christmas cash at 21st and Ambon during the noon hour. So there we are out there busily giving away money.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, we've done this for, we think about 10 years that we've done this with Taco Bell. And it's a great thing because you find somebody coming through the drive-thru and you just hand money to them through the window and I'll tell you what, nobody's ever turned it down. They always get really, well, people are delighted. What can you say? You got an envelope with money in it. Here, take some free money. Go ahead.
There was one year I did have a confusion. We picked a car at random coming through the drive-thru.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be a police car.
Oh, well.
So we were like, can we give the police money while they're working?
What'd you figure?
We ended up figuring out the police officer was going to donate it to a family that needed it.
Well, good for him.
So that's how we kind of solved that. Right?
Yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah.
It's like, hey, we're picking these cars at random. It turned out to be a police car.
Well, police got to eat lunch too, right?
I know.
There you go.
And I was like, should a radio station be giving a police officer cash?
Oh, that's,
I was like, eh.
Oh, no.
So, but then we figured out, he says, I know a family that really, really needs this donation at this time of the year, and
they
going
do.
To get it to them.
The police officers know those families.
They do. They do.
And who they are and who needs help. All right, it's coming up on 8:16 now, Steve, in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right, we'll take a look at the Kansas City Chiefs in action yesterday. Only three games left in the season. Yesterday in Nashville, taking on the bottom team in the conference, the Tennessee Titans. Well, in this lost season for the Chiefs, not a lot of good things happened. One good thing did happen, so we'll get to that first here. Mitch Holtis had the call right here on your home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Two deep safeties. The linebacker's backing up here on second and 10. Quick throw, and it goes right to Kelsey, who makes the catch and a pickup of 6 yards. And now Travis Kelsey, with that catch, makes NFL history. Only Travis Kelsey and Jerry Rice have had at least 800 receiving yards in 12 consecutive seasons. Kelsey with the catch, a gain of 6, and Kelsey in rarefied air again.
Yes, he is.
But in this bizarre year, lost season for the Chiefs, more bad news. Of course, a week ago, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, torn ACL in his left knee, out for the season, out for several months. And then yesterday, the backup quarterback, Gardner Minshew, messed up his left knee. It's probably a torn ACL. Looks like he'll be out. The Chiefs were down to their third-string quarterback yesterday, Chris Oladokun, who had never completed a pass in the National Football League. So you can tell why the Chiefs ended up struggling offensively yesterday, never even found the end zone.
1:11 to go in the game, and they do line up in victory formation. It's Mason Kinsey, their small running wide receiver from Berry College, was pumping his fist in the air. And the Titan fans, who are outnumbered today for the most part by Chiefs fans, are going to celebrate a rare victory. They're going to go to 3-12, and they had double-digit losses last year as well, but this team's improving. Titans win at 26-9. The Chiefs fall to 6-9 on the year.
Four-game losing streak for the Chiefs, their first losing season in 13 years. As the Titans won that game yesterday 26-9. After the game, here's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
Yeah, well, that's part of it. I appreciate the guys that are playing. You know, I mean, they're playing their heart out. So I'm giving them credit here. We've got to just eliminate some of these mistakes. But I appreciate the effort that they're putting forward.
So the Chiefs take the loss yesterday in Nashville. Quick turnaround for the next game on Christmas Day for the Chiefs. Talking about that this week. Speaking of the Chiefs, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly and the Kansas Department of Commerce are hosting what they're calling a special event this afternoon in Topeka. This will be some sort of announcement at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Prior to this, earlier in the afternoon, state lawmakers in Kansas are voting on a plan that would usher in and help the Chiefs move from Missouri to the state of Kansas. Missouri is still trying their last-ditch efforts to not make that happen. Of course, the state of Kansas made that Star Bond money available for the Chiefs and the Royals to build new stadiums. That offer expires on New Year's Eve next week. So we'll see what the deal, what the announcement is today. Apparently, the Royals are not involved with whatever today's announcement is. This is okay. Only a Chiefs thing. So.
Chiefs deal. All
right. We'll see what happens. We'll see what the announcement is today. Take a look at Shocker men's basketball at Coke Arena yesterday afternoon. Wichita State, last game before Christmas. Eastern Kentucky, the opponent. The Shockers and the Colonels, and it was a big day for the Shockers. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl had the call of the game on 103.7 KEYN.
Pate up to Henry Thingball. Henry going to drive it to the basket. Euro stepped in, drops it off to Noah Hill, and he hammers it with both hands.
Henry says, I'll take an assist. I don't need to get the basket.
Nice pass. Noah Hill with 4. The Shockers up 88-52 with a minute 50 to go.
That would be the final points for the Shocks as they win at 88-57. Caron Boyd with a career-high 22 points. The big Swede off the bench, Will Berg, with 14 points and 12 rebounds. Shockers go into Christmas with a record of 8-5. And after the game, Shocker head coach Paul Mills told the media that a couple weeks ago he fainted after the Northern Iowa game. Ends up going to the doctor, and it turns out his right coronary artery was 100% blocked for at least 6 hours, and that if he'd waited another half hour, he might have died of a heart attack. So he underwent surgery, and they put in stents, and it saved his life right there. So Coach Mills had a very
close call,
rough health scare earlier in the month, but he's gotten surgery, and looks like he's on the mend now and in decent shape. But what a scare. And we have basketball in Lawrence tonight. 17th-ranked Kansas hosting Davidson at 7 o'clock tonight. Good matchup. Davidson is 8-3. KU is 9-3. Jayhawks are favored by 17.5 points in their non-conference finale. You might remember the most famous meeting between these two teams in the Elite Eight in the NCAA tournament 17 years ago. And Davidson had a young sophomore named Steph Curry almost got them to the Final Four. KU won that game barely. And you got Davidson and KU tonight up in Lawrence at 7 o'clock. That's Sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun. Hey, bring the whole family and your out-of-town visitors to WBC for a taste of pizza and beer made here. That's east near Central and Woodlawn, west at 13th and Tyler, and in historic Delano at Handley. Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for the holiday season. And Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Provides detox, residential, and outpatient services for most insurances and veterans. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean looks at raiding the strong box of Social Security. That's coming up, Steve at 10 of the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 50 degrees here at 8:30 on this Monday morning. The Kansas City Chiefs appear to be days away from a decision on whether to leave Arrowhead Stadium in Missouri for a new home in Kansas.
The Legislative Coordinating Council is scheduled to meet today in Topeka, where it will consider approving star bonds that would fund up to 70% of a stadium project to help lure the NFL franchise to the Sunflower State. The Chiefs and the Royals have played for more than 50 years in side-by-side stadiums in Missouri, but those leases are due to expire in 2031, and the franchises have been working for years on their future plans. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
The 2026 session for the Kansas legislature is right around the corner. Kansas Speaker of the House Dan Hawkins says Governor Laura Kelly's continued refusal to provide information on Kansas SNAP recipients to the USDA will be one of the issues addressed during the upcoming session.
Quite frankly, we believe that there's a reason why she doesn't want to give up that data. We believe that there's some stuff that she doesn't want people to see, whether it's illegal immigrants receiving SNAP, which I think there is, whether there's a lot of people on there that do not qualify, that are not eligible. We're going to find out exactly why and what she's been hiding.
Dan Hawkins was a guest Sunday evening on the John Whitmer Show on KNSS. Gasoline prices fell 9 cents over the last 2 weeks to a national average of $2.99 per gallon for regular grade. That's according to analyst Trilby Lundberg. And Lundberg says the price decrease is due to weak demand for gasoline in the U.S.
We've had more than enough gasoline, and now the supply of actual gasoline has grown while our demand is still shrinking. Maybe this big price cut will stop the shrinking of demand, but that can't be known. It may be that the cost of other goods and services have not dropped enough.
Lundberg says gasoline prices dropped 17 cents over the last month, and the current price is 13 cents lower than 1 year ago. People in Australia rallied together at the site of a terror attack that killed more than a dozen people last week. Fox's Marianne Rafferty has more.
Mourners gathering at Bondi Beach in Sydney, Australia to mark 1 week since a deadly mass shooting. At least 15 people were killed, 40 others were hurt. Police say two gunmen, a father and son, opened fire on a crowd gathered to celebrate the first night of Hanukkah. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese attended but was booed by some in the crowd over his government's response to the attack.
The Wichita Mounted Unit is making its rounds from store to store as part of the police department's annual holiday mounted patrol. Horse patrol makes its way around shops and stores in the Wichita area every holiday season to raise awareness and prevent shoplifting. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS 850 here on a Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
A Christmas present at the pumps. U.S. gasoline prices down 9 cents over the past 2 weeks to a national average of $2.99 a gallon.
Two.
The Christmas travel season is here. The AAA expecting it to be the busiest holiday on record for Christmas.
One.
Congress leaves town without a health care agreement. Insurance premiums expected to skyrocket for millions of Americans next week. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic here in the Wichita area this morning, well, kind of back to normal. We don't really have a whole lot of heavy traffic volumes out there right now, and so I'm not really seen any traffic slowdowns to speak of. Things looking pretty good. The traffic conditions very good out there right now. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Gradually clearing today with a high of 63 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 40. And then on Tuesday, patchy fog, then sunny with a high of 64 degrees. Now cloudy, south wind gusting to 28 miles per hour, 50 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And our weather's brought to you by the Monarch. That's the place for whiskey lovers. Bring your friends to the Monarch, West Douglas, in historic Delano. And the week trading underway this morning on Wall Street, and the Dow is up by 116 points, the S&P up 32, and the NASDAQ up 134. KNSS News time now, 8:52. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update now. Local business with Steve and Ted. Fast casual Asian restaurant chain Teriyaki Madness is planning a College Hill location months after opening its first on the west side of Wichita. Wichita businessman and Teriyaki Madness franchisee Johnny Steven opened the first location of the Denver-based chain at 3801 North Ridge Road, on the northwest corner of 37th and Ridge. A building permit shows plans for a Teriyaki Madness at 344 North Hillside, near Central and Hillside. The chain started in 2003 and had 50 locations by 2019. It has experienced rapid growth and has more than 195 locations across 42 states, according to its website.
Two popular Wichita eateries are considering opening a food hall concept.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Concept proposed by Steve Fehlmeyer, the former chief financial officer at Coke, Inc. Fehlmeyer partnering with landowner Christopher Lee with PBP Management Group. They're proposing a 4,000-square-foot commercial space to accommodate two restaurants with shared seating at 21st and Hillside in North Wichita. That would serve as a potential home for Giorgio's The Second Barbecue, a barbecue and soul food staple in Wichita, and Lady Burritos, a new food delivery concept with authentic flavors based on La Sierra Tarahumara traditions in Chihuahua, Mexico. Since retiring from Coke a couple of years ago, Fehlmeyer has pursued adding affordable housing to Wichita. He's working on 75 homes between remodeling and new builds, and he also wants to bring affordable amenities to the area. And that's local business news from the Wichita Business Journal.
Yes, and here we are on the first full day of winter, and it's going to be, what, 63?
Mm.
And Christmas Day, we're looking for the mid-70s.
Mm.
So there you go. Wow.
Warm Christmas.
Strange.
Yeah.
Strange weather. Every year, the anniversary of the first pilgrims landing on the shores of North America is observed on Forefathers' Day.
That's right.
And today is Forefathers'
Day. They came ashore on a beautiful day in late December in Cape Cod.
Yeah, it was 75
degrees.
I'm sure
it was gorgeous.
Yeah. Although the Forefathers landed in America on December 21st, The anniversary was accidentally marked as December 22nd when the Gregorian calendar was adopted.
Yeah, confusion.
The Gregorian calendar. All right, Ted, went to Barnes & Noble's yesterday because that's where I usually go and buy myself a book. I like to buy books and read them and keep them and so forth. But anyway, I finished the first volume of Atkinson's three volumes on the revolution.
Ooh.
And so now it's 500-plus pages, so I found the second volume, and I went ahead and bought it. All it's kind of expensive. But anyway, I want to learn everything I can about the revolution this year. I don't know why. I just decided to do
Well, we're coming up on our 250th.
250th.
Very timely.
And I'm learning a great deal about what a really, really crazy time that was.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, I won't be reading. I'll watch the Ken Burns.
Just watch the Ken Burns? Yep. That's the way to do it. You got it. All right. Okay, back to work here for at least a couple of days till Christmas with Steve and Ted. And, hey, the Glenn Beck program's coming up here in just a few minutes this morning. And then top of the hour news, this holiday Christmas travel could be a record setter. If you missed any of today's show or you just want to listen again, check out the Odyssey app. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, The Dana Lash Show, and news updates all day. We are Steve and Ted in the Morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. and for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.